Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Talk Radio, where I am your host, Dr. Rosemary Cook. It's good to be here once again on this Monday evening, this cold and rainy Monday evening, November the 9th. Thanks for calling in, for listening in. Tonight we want to talk about the holidays. Does the holidays promote cheer? Or as you think about the holidays, do you think about the holiday blues? There is the expectation that because the holidays are fast approaching, that we're supposed to be happy, grateful, and hopeful. However, many people experience the holiday blues. Now, this is a period of sadness that's brought on by the approaching holidays. So ask yourself, as you listen to the broadcast on tonight, am I eagerly anticipating the holidays, or am I preparing myself for the oncoming feelings of sadness or grief? Holidays. We are 2 weeks before Thanksgiving and 6 weeks before Christmas. So that 6 week period is called the holidays. And we are supposed to look forward to the holidays and hope and pray that they will be a time of happiness and, you know, fellowshipping with family and friends, and that there will be peace and harmony. But the truth is, millions of Americans dread the holidays. This time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, many people experience painful emotions and wonder whether they will be able to handle them. But think about your expectations for the holidays. Are you excited about thinking of being around family? Are you anticipating looking at the Thanksgiving Day parade? Or what about your favorite television program that comes on around this time every year? I know for me, as we approach the holidays, A Wonderful Life is my favorite movie. What are your favorite holiday memories? Do you have fond memories of mom cooking pies or roasting the turkey, and just how mom will have the table spread with all of your favorite foods? Is that a memory that you have as you anticipate the holidays? Or maybe in your family, the holidays remind you of problems. When families get together, maybe there's fighting and maybe there's yelling, and maybe the holidays don't promote such good feelings for you. Or maybe you are one of those people who say, no matter what, I'm going to enjoy the holidays because I recognize the real reason for the season. So tonight, my listeners, I want to talk about the holidays and what do the holidays mean to you? What feelings do the holidays bring up in you? When I think about this period between Thanksgiving and Christmas, people just a few days prior to the holidays, or a few weeks prior, or just after, will experience depression. They might experience symptoms such as having headaches or the inability to sleep. Maybe there is that feeling of uneasiness, anxiety, sadness, having some intestinal problems or just being on edge, constantly in conflict with families and friends. The statistics show us that 1 out of 10 people experience depression. And during the holiday season, that statistic is even higher, because people during the holidays will experience mood changes because of the stress surrounding the holiday events and the stress around shopping and cooking and traveling and having house guests and maybe dealing with parties, office-related parties, and even thinking about those things can create unnecessary stress. And the truth is, looking at our economy, many people just don't have the money to buy the food that they would like to have, or even to buy the gifts that they like to give to their loved ones. So the holidays can be very painful for people, especially those who are having relationship problems. There is no pain more acute than family pain. Or to say that another way, nobody can hurt you like family, because they know you, they know your weaknesses, they know your past, and they know exactly how to push your buttons. And as a result, there is unresolved conflict, whether it's with your children, whether it's with your siblings, or maybe you have conflict with your parents. Maybe you're dealing with the pain of a divorce during this holiday. Maybe you're dealing with being estranged from a loved one. You're not speaking to your children, or you're not speaking to your sibling, or even to your parents. Maybe during this holiday you deal with the pain of unforgiveness, the fact that you are harboring pain in your heart because of what someone said or did. Maybe you are looking for an apology from a loved one. Maybe during this season, you just don't have the energy to be around those family members. So relationship problems can be a key reason that people experience the holiday blues. Or maybe for you, you're dealing with the feelings of loss through the death of a loved one, the death of a spouse, or the death of a sibling. Maybe you have to deal with the empty nest. All of your kids are grown and they're out on their own, and they will be spending time with their own spouses or their own girlfriends or boyfriends, and you are left all alone to deal with the holidays. Or maybe you just broke up with someone, and for this Thanksgiving you will not be with that significant other, and for you that brings about feelings of loss. Well, grief is a real issue, and many people are grieving during this season because you're thinking about that parent, that child, that spouse. So there are some things that we can do as we attempt to comfort our loved one. The first thing is that we have to understand what they are going through. They might be dealing with the stage of denial and isolation, where they're blaming the doctor for the illness, they're blaming someone else for the death. And they will avoid talking about these issues. They will avoid family members. So if your loved one is acting a little distant, they're dealing with the grief. And the first step that they're dealing with is denial and isolation. Or maybe you have to face a loved one who's angry during this time when people are grieving. They might have unusual anger because they are typically asking, why did they have to go? Why did this happen to me, God? Why did you allow my loved one to get sick and to eventually die? So there will be some anger. You might be angry with family members who you believe didn't do what they could to help. Or if you feel like your family member didn't care as much about that loved one, and now they're gone. Well, maybe your loved one is dealing with the bargaining stage, where you have gotten your anger out, and now you want to make a deal with God that if I change my life or I fulfill some other promise, maybe you would allow my loved one to live, or you will allow that loved one to live long enough to complete or fulfill a certain task. So there's denial and anger, then there's bargaining, and then there's the depression that many people will sink into during this season as they grieve the loved one who has died or is at the brink of death. So maybe you're dealing with the stages of grief. So what can you do to deal with a loved one or a friend or a family member who's grieving during this holiday? The most important thing you can do is be a good listener. Allow that person to talk about what's happening, to talk about their feelings about the death. Or maybe allow them to just reflect on the times that they spent with their loved one. You can also provide some reassurance. Let them know that it's very common for a person to feel guilt, feeling that they could have done more. But it's important for you to let them know that they did what they could. Because sometimes we have these heroic ideas that, you know, if only I had got there in time, if only I had called them, if only I had gone to see them, then maybe I would have picked up on what was going on, or maybe I could have done something. So reassure them that they did what they could. You can be available to that person who's dealing with grief. Let them know that I'm here for you. Go to spend time with them. Call them on the phone. And when you talk to them, don't act as if you're busy. You don't have time. But make yourself available, especially during this time, if this is the first year that a person is dealing with the grief of a loved one during the holiday season. Maybe you can help out with errands and help the other person complete some tasks, because even doing simple tasks can be overwhelming for a person who's grieving. Go with them to the doctor, or go with them as they deal with the funeral home, or just go with them as they are trying to shop and prepare meals for this holiday season. It's important also to be patient. You know, if you are asking for an opportunity to spend time with someone who's grieving, you have invited them to come to dinner, or you've invited them to go out to eat or to go with you to a movie or go shopping, and they keep saying no, be patient, because in their own time, they will be ready. Understand what they are going through. Even though they might be angry and maybe they're going to be upset, and sometimes they might even lash out at you. But as a friend, as a caring loved one, understand that they are going through a difficult time, and don't take it personally. Don't hold it against them. Keep in touch. Write letters, send cards, or even flowers, or even call them periodically. And another thing you can do is pray. Because we know that prayer changes things and prayer reaches people. And where will we be without prayer? So that's the pain that some people are experiencing, the pain of grief. But then there is another disorder that affects people during the holidays, and it's called seasonal affective disorder. Have you noticed that around this time of the year, you might experience a little sadness? You know, the seasons have changed, it's gotten cold, it's getting dark early, and then you find that your energy is gone and you're a little moody. Well, this is called seasonal affective disorder. And it's a very real disorder that people experience around this time of the year, every year. Now, some of the symptoms are irritability, tiredness or low energy, maybe problems getting along with other people, oversleeping, just not wanting to get up in the morning. Maybe there is weight gain or hypersensitivity to rejection. Often people with seasonal affective disorder will have an appetite change. They might crave foods that are high in carbohydrates. So SAD, seasonal affective disorder, is a disorder that people experience right around the holiday. So maybe that's what you're experiencing, or maybe your loved one or your friend is experiencing this disorder. And seasonal affective disorder can look like depression. And I talked about some symptoms of mental illness 2 weeks ago, but just to reiterate, during this time of the year, some people experience depression, which is feeling depressed most of the day or nearly every day, feeling hopeless or worthless, having low energy, losing interest in activities that you once enjoyed, difficulty with sleeping, having changes in your appetite or weight, feeling agitated or even sluggish. Maybe you have a difficult time concentrating, or frequent thoughts of death or suicide. So I've given you some symptoms that people might experience during the holidays. So I want to go to my listeners and ask you the question, are you looking forward to the holidays? Are there any happy memories that you'd like to share? So what about you? What do the holidays promote in you? Hello, caller, you're on the line. Welcome to Totally Whole. Okay, maybe I lost that person. So, we were talking about... Hello? Do I have a caller on the line? So as we think about the holidays and we look at some symptoms that people... We can hear you. So... Maybe as you think about the holidays, you are thinking about the finances, your limited finances and the fact that you might not be able to buy the food and the gifts that you would want. But whatever the source is, the root cause of holiday stress and the holiday blues is first, unfulfilled expectations. And we have to first acknowledge that our expectations can be unrealistically high. And why are our expectations unrealistically high? First, let's think about the media, the messages that we get from television. You know, the messages about how a family ought to be. As I think about that, I'm reminded of the movie Antoine Fisher, one of my favorite movies. And in the beginning, Antoine, he has grown up in foster care. You know, he doesn't know who his real family is. And Denzel Washington plays a psychiatrist who this young man has to see because he has anger issues. So in the beginning of the movie, little Antoine keeps having this dream. And in the dream, he is surrounded by family, loving family, just welcoming him into the family. There's smiles and there's a spread of food on this long table, and little Antoine Fisher sits at the head of the table, and everybody is just loving and, you know, happy to see him. And for some of us, that's our expectation of what the holiday should be. And I'm not saying that in many families there isn't, you know, this love and families are happy and there are no fighting. That might be your situation. But sometimes we can look at television and have unrealistic expectations about what the holidays should look like. And if we go into the holidays with unrealistically high expectations, then we're setting ourselves up to be let down. We're setting ourselves up to experience the holiday blues. But also think about the commercialization of Christmas. They have Christmas trees and lights and toys, and everything that you would want for Christmas are already in the stores. And you look at commercials. There's one commercial that shows a person giving their loved one a brand new car. So the brand new car is in the driveway, and the person comes out with blindfolds on, and then the car has a big red bow on it. Imagine what a person who doesn't have any money or doesn't have a significant other, when they watch that commercial, they will automatically feel depressed because they're thinking, well, there's nobody in my life that would buy me a car. And you will want to buy your spouse or your significant other an expensive gift, or you're thinking that, I wish I had money to buy my loved one a gift like that. So you end up feeling inadequate and inferior because of what you're watching on television. So when we think about the holidays, there is the media that will hype the holidays and have us to believe that things have to be perfect. But then we look at the media that influences our expectations, but then we have our own expectations about what the holidays ought to look like, what we ought to be doing, things that we should have. The people who should be in our lives, the people who should be there to share in our happiness. So think about your own expectations as you go into the holidays. Are your expectations unrealistic? Or are you going into the holidays understanding what the reason for the season is all about. As you think about Thanksgiving, are you thinking about this is a time to give thanks to God, to thank God for all of the blessings that I have, for the people who are in my life, for the things that could have happened but he didn't allow to happen, for the healing that he allowed me to experience, for the lovely people whom he has placed in my life. So think about, are you going into the holidays with unrealistic expectations? Okay, let's talk a little bit about some unrealistic expectations that people have. Some people give in to the pressure to feel joy. And I just talked about how sometimes people who are grieving or people who might have depression or who might have seasonal affective disorder, they might not feel merry. And because you don't feel merry, you feel guilt. And you wonder, why can't I get rid of these feelings? So you go into the holidays with dread because you don't feel the way you think you're supposed to feel. Because the media tells us that we ought to feel happy. We ought to feel joyful. But if you are dealing with a real issue, then you're not going to feel happy. So accept the fact that I feel the way I feel and give yourself time and space to deal with that. Don't lay a guilt trip on yourself because you're pressured to feel a certain kind of way. Okay, another unrealistic expectation that we place upon ourselves is that we remember the holidays past. Either consciously or unconsciously, we have a mental record of what previous holidays look like. We remember all of the happy times. We remember everyone who was around the table. We remember all of the wonderful gifts that we had. We remember what was happening in our lives at that time. Maybe you were married, or maybe all of your children were at home. Maybe a grandmom and granddaddy was still around. So you remember the holidays of the past, and then you're comparing the past with the present, and because they don't line up, then you end up unhappy. So we have to really recognize that this is today, and we have to create a new memory, create new traditions, so that we're not mixing the past with the present and therefore creating sadness. Another thing that we can set ourselves up for are having reminders of our lost loved ones. So when we think about the holidays, of course we're going to remember our lost loved ones. And it's okay to remember the lost loved ones. So when you are finding that you're not so merry during the seasons, it's because mom is not there. That spouse is not there. They've passed away, or you've gotten separated or divorced. So don't get caught up in the fact that I should be happy. No, you should appreciate this season and recognize the good things that your loved one brought into your life. Another unrealistic expectation is that we ought to have enough money to buy everything that we need, to buy gifts to people that we want to buy gifts for. So we place an undue hardship on ourselves when we don't have the money that we used to have. So therefore, we go into the holiday seasons with dread. Okay. So those are some unrealistic expectations that we walk into the holidays with. So, do any of these reasons for feeling sad sound familiar to you? And I want to go to my listening audience. Do I have any callers on the line who like to chime in or give their input? Do I have any callers on the line? So next I want to talk about if you find yourself dreading the holidays, there are some things that you can do to beat the holiday blues. The first thing I want to say to you is that it's okay for you to feel what you feel. Take the pressure off of yourself. And if you don't feel as happy as you think you should, don't fight it. Because forcing certain kind of feelings that aren't there will only make matters worse. And there aren't any shoulds anyway. You know, sometimes we tell ourselves, well, I should feel a certain way. I should be acting a certain way. But the truth is, there are no shoulds. It is what it is. So acknowledge, and it's okay to feel what you feel. But turn your feelings over to God. Talk to Him about it. Because He understands. Another thing that you can do to beat the holiday blues are to find at least 20 minutes of sunlight each day. Because being in the sun can help to stimulate the endorphins. Those are chemicals in our brain that help us to feel happy and joy. So that's a true way to get your mood up and start feeling a little better. So find 20 minutes a day to just stand in the sun. Another thing that you can do is look at your schedule. Don't over-schedule your life. Don't overbook yourself into a state of exhaustion, because all this will do is make you crazy, make you cranky and irritable and depressed. So look at your schedule and just mark time off for the things that are important. Don't overload yourself. So plan ahead as you think about the holidays. You know, look at how much money do I have for gifts? How much do I have for food? How much money do I have to make donations to my church or give to the poor, or give to some other charity? And as you're planning ahead, plan the tasks that you want to participate in during this holiday. Whether it's shopping or whether it's baking or maybe it's putting up the decorations. So as you plan ahead, it will take some of the stress out of your holiday schedule. Another thing that you can do is decide on priorities. What's important to you during this season? Is it important to spend time with family? Is it important to spend time with God, go to religious services? Is it important to you to shop for the loved ones that you want to really take care of this year? Maybe it's important for you to cook meals, or maybe it's important to you to go and spend time as experience some. So whatever your priorities are, decide on what they are and stick to it. Another tip to beat the holiday blues, remember that no matter what your plans are, no matter what it is that you decide to do, the holidays themselves don't automatically take away your feelings of loneliness or sadness or frustration or anger and fear. So don't be too hard on yourself if you tell yourself, well, I did this and I did that, I set a schedule, you know, I set priorities, but yet I'm still feeling sad. Just recognize that this is a season that brings about those feelings in you. But still keep moving. You know, don't isolate yourself, but keep it moving. Keep on doing those things that are important to you. And what might help you is to reach out, to focus on somebody else. If you still feel anger or sadness or loneliness, focusing on somebody else can lift your spirit as well as theirs. There are so many churches and hospitals and nursing homes that would welcome volunteers this time of the year. I can remember during this holiday season, we were going to the hospital and we were curling on the hospital ward. We were going from room to room and just singing songs, and people were so happy. So this is a time where you can lift somebody else's spirit. Another thing that's helpful during this season is to be with people. Don't plan to be alone. Make it a point to go to church, to go to that event, to go to those meetings, to go to visit that friend or that family member. Make it a point to be with people, because isolation can lead to depression. Another thing that can be helpful, if you can't be with your loved one, perhaps maybe they live too far away, you can share some pictures. You know, send some pictures or send an email. Or maybe you can send some videos. So that's another way to share some love during this holiday season. Something else can help you to feel happier and lighter is to let go of a grievance. Let go of unforgiveness. In other words, bury the hatchet. So, when you exercise grace to individuals who might have harmed you, you exercise forgiveness. You give that person the benefit of the doubt and do what Jesus said: bless those who curse you. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Love your enemies. So you are, in essence, acting like Jesus to that person that you might have a grievance with. And you'd be surprised at the difference that can make. So is there anyone in your life that you're not speaking to because of some hurtful thing they have done or said? Why don't you decide during this season, I'm going to let go of my hurt and I'm going to forgive? That's a wonderful gift to give someone during this season. Something that's interesting that I read about is called declaring an amnesty. You know, there is this declaring of amnesty where all of a person's debts are paid off. So maybe you can declare an amnesty with a family member or a friend that you might be feeling some past resentment. So maybe this might be the year that you'll declare amnesty and experience the freedom of forgiveness. Another perspective of the holidays. Hello, listener. Hello. Another thing that we can think about as we anticipate the holidays is don't expect the holidays to be just as they were when you were a child. They never are, and you are not the same as when you were a child, and no one else in the family is either. So we give people permission to grow and to change, and we accept people for who they are, because when we are remembering the past and we're expecting people to be behaved as they were when we were children and they were children, we set ourselves up for disappointment. Another way to boost your mood on the holidays is to exercise. That might sound, you know, trite, you know, we say exercise, but it's a mood booster because, as I said earlier, there are endorphins that we have in our brain, and as we exercise, the body releases these endorphins, and it will cause us to feel a sense of happiness or what is called euphoria. And as we think about a euphoria, that happens with certain types of pain medication. Morphine, for instance, is a pain reliever because it gives people who are taking it this feeling of euphoria, happiness. You know, there is no pain anymore. So working out is a great way to lift your spirits during this holiday. Another thing to do is to watch what you eat. Eating healthy can promote feelings of well-being. But when you go to the Thanksgiving dinner and you overindulge and you walk away from the table full, well, not just full, but stuffed, can sometimes lead to feeling guilty, because you know you want to lose those extra pounds and you just put on about 5 pounds. Yeah. Or it can lead you to feeling lethargic and like you can barely walk, and then you get sleepy and tired. Yeah. So that's another thing you can do to deal with the holidays. Another thing that we do, that we can do, is to get plenty of rest. You know, sometimes just thinking about the holidays can cause people to want to stay up late and watch their favorite movies, or just the anticipation or about money and thinking about what you don't have. Sometimes not get adequate rest. But a good night's sleep can go a long way. So how much rest are you getting? Getting a good night's sleep can help your mood to feel better, but also it can help you to prevent illness and sicknesses. Praying daily. That's another thing that we can do during this holiday. Thank God for the many gifts that He has given us. And when we talk to God, we have to be still and slow ourselves down, allowing ourselves the quiet time for reflection. And as we pray, we're giving our mind a chance to just rest in the Lord and focus on who God is and what God says about you and your approach to these holidays. So we cannot forget about prayer. Maybe during this holiday, you want to start a new tradition. Maybe your memories of holidays past weren't so pleasant. But you can start new traditions. You don't have to wait for people to include you. Maybe you can welcome someone into your home instead. And if for you, if cooking is something that you don't feel like you want to do, maybe you can do something different for the holidays, like maybe cook brunch or cook breakfast. So starting new traditions can help you to manage the holiday blues. Or maybe you can find a new way of worshiping. For many of us, going to a church service on Thanksgiving or Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, that's a tradition. Maybe you want to start a different tradition of worship. Maybe having a worship service in your home or a worship service outdoors or wherever you wish. That's creating a brand new tradition. So next thing is give yourself a break. Create time for yourself to do the things that you love and the things that you need to do for your mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. Don't get caught up in the shoulds or what people are expecting you to do, but take this time to do what feeds you. If it's taking long walks, or if it's just listening to some music, if it's just preparing food for you as you approach the holidays, do the things that you love and the things that you need to do. So any activity that will calm you down and give you a better perspective on the holidays, even on life, is the best medicine. And the last thing that I want to say is, as you approach the season, and if you find yourself feeling down or feeling blue, remember that you have a choice. Either you can look at the sky as partly sunny or partly cloudy. Or you can look at the glass as half full or half empty. Or you can look at all of the many blessings that God has bestowed upon you as you think about your finances, that you do have a job, that you do have a house to live in. You have a good portion of health and strength. And you have a loving a church family. And you have a loving a biological family. You have your ability to think and to speak and to walk. And your children are doing well. Think about the fact that at least you do have a job. There are people who love you. So as we begin to close, the choice is yours. You can approach the holiday season with courage and anticipation and with hope. You can say to yourself that no matter who's not here, no matter what I don't have, no matter what I'm going through, I choose to have joy. I choose to allow this holiday to be a time of remembrance, a time of reflection, a time of thanksgiving, that I'm going to enjoy this holiday season no matter what. And if I need to get some help, I'm going to reach out and talk to someone. If I'm grieving, you know, I'm going to let someone know how I feel. So the holidays doesn't have to be a time that we dread, but it can be a time of reflection, a time of honesty, a time of forgiveness, a time where we strengthen our faith and we talk to God and trust that He will see us through. So before I sign off, do I have anyone listening who like to give a perspective? You'd like to close to share with us your feelings as we approach the holidays? So as I close, my prayer is that you would have a happy and prosperous holiday season, that you would step outside of yourself and do something for someone, that you would reach out to someone who has a need, that you would reflect on the true reason for the season, particularly Thanksgiving, a time to thank God for what we have, to thank God for what He has already done. So if you know of someone who might be dealing with grief or someone who might be dealing with depression or seasonal affective disorder, Totally Whole provides counseling for individuals, for families, for couples. We're located at 1701 Madison Avenue, Suite 500, Baltimore, Maryland, 21217. If you'd like to give us a call to inquire about our services, dial 410-728-1800. And we have counselors who can work with you to help you get through this holiday season. And peace be upon you. And remember that God doesn't just want us healed, but He wants us to be whole, totally whole, nothing missing, and nothing broken. Good night, and we'll see you next week. So as we close, hold on for our general promo.
Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul. Every Sunday, we start your week off right with the delightful Deletta Gillespie and Updraft. It is always an educational and informational show. Tune in on Mondays for Totally Whole with Pastor Bridget and Pastor Cook as they give you the word. Tune in on Tuesday with world-famous DJ Davey D as he plays all of your old-school favorites in R&B, hip-hop, jazz, house, and rap. Join us every Thursday where there's something different. The first Thursday of the month, ladies, is for you. Total Empowerment with the owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, Angela Hardy. On the second Thursday of the month, join relationship coaches Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey on One Love, One Connection, One Us as they answer all of your relationship questions. On the third Thursday of the month, men, it's time to man up with our own Sacred Masculine, Reverend Jamel Gilliam and the Sacred Masculine Show. On the fourth Thursday of the month, join me, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, in the Inner Consciousness as I talk about sex. self-help. When we have a fifth Thursday of the month, you can join Reverend Arlene Cahet with the Healing Paradigms, right here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul every week.
All right, come on, let's go. Come on, come on. Okay, come on. What?